This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The already historic Powerball jackpot is climbing once again. There were no big winners in last night's drawing for the $1.4 billion prize. Tomorrow's drawing is estimated to be $1.55 billion. That's the third largest prize in the game history. The lottery says the chances of winning the grand prize are 1 in 292.2 million. No one has matched all six numbers since July 19th. El Paso County will be temporarily closing northbound I-25 off ramp at Mesa Ridge Parkway. That road work will start at 6 p.m. and will end Tuesday at 6 a.m. Lane closures on the northbound off ramp on I-25 at South Academy Boulevard will also be in place starting Tuesday and will end Wednesday at 5 a.m. Finally, Bradley Road under the South Academy Bridge will be closed Tuesday at 7 p.m. and will reopen on Wednesday at 4:30 in the morning. A prescribed burn operation will be taking place today in the Payne Gulch Project area just outside of Bailey, so if you see smoke in the area, you don't need to call 911 or be alarmed. Colorado Springs Utilities will be starting a seven-month-long project near the Mesa Road Bridge tomorrow. The work shouldn't impact traffic, but there will be closures on the small section of the Pikes Peak Greenway Trail for construction vehicle access to the creek. Trail users on the east side of Pikes Peak Greenway will need to cross the pedestrian bridge north of the railroad to cross back over Mesa Road Bridge to bypass the closed area. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials have been wondering for months where or when they'd be able to secure wild wolves that could be brought back to the state for the sake of the ecosystem, and it finally looks like we have an answer. CPW now announcing an agreement with Oregon to source up to 10 wolves for the Colorado Gray Wolf reintroduction effort. They say they'll start capturing operations this December, just in time to meet the voter-approved mandate to start releasing wolves by the end of the year. Good afternoon. It's 2:03 on your Sunday, October 8th. I'm Paige Reynolds with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. Officials are establishing a family crisis center and phone line for family members who may be affected by that chilling discovery at the Return to Nature Funeral Home in Penrose. The FBI is opening a parallel investigation to see if any federal laws were broken. They're looking for victim information and asking families to reach out through a questionnaire on the FBI's website. You can find that link on KRDO.com. Volunteers with the Colorado Lottery came together to clean up Pueblo's Arkansas River. Yesterday, over 130 people came together to celebrate Conservation Month by cleaning up trash. It's a part of the annual Runyon to the Rays, the five-year-old tradition asking people to get their hands dirty in the name of conservation. Officials with the Colorado Lottery say they picked up tons of trash along a 7.5-mile stretch of the popular river trail. The FBI is looking for victim information regarding the bodies found at Return to Nature Funeral Home in Penrose. The questionnaire can be found on KRDO.com.
Storm Tracker 13's Julia Donovan giving you a quick check on your weather this Sunday morning. We start the day below freezing across the mountains, a bit more mild for our lower-lying areas in the low to mid-40s. The warming trend continues, though, today, with temperatures jumping about 5 to 10 degrees above average. 76 is the anticipated high in the Springs and 81 in Pueblo. Winds remain calm with plenty of sunshine. I'm Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio. Have a fun and relaxing Sunday.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.